Hello.
Hey Zach, this is Ariel.
Hey.
Hey. Zach, I mailed you a letter on Monday. Did you not get it?
You mailed it like in the mail?
Yeah.
No, I have not gotten a letter.
Okay, so last time I spoke with you was on, you texted me, I think, last Friday saying that there was another week, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I said, thanks for the update. Well, what I didn't know was Anthony has been trying to contact you for like 4 days to come to work. Not on your jury duty, but on the other days that you were off. Have you not spoken with him?
I got two texts from him. One of them was when I was in jury duty, and I didn't see it until the next day when I saw the other text. And then I was dumbfounded. I didn't know why he was saying I'm abandoning him from my position when I'm at jury duty.
He said
And
what?
so he said, so first he said, "Are you working tomorrow?" And that was at like 2 o'clock. So we were in court, and then we didn't get out till I think six at that time. So I didn't see the text. Got home, went to bed, woke up probably the next day around 11, and then he said, "I'm taking your lack of response as an abandoned position." And I was confused why he would text me that, and I saw the text before it, but I mean,
So
if it
you
was a
never
phone
called
call, I
him
would have seen
back?
it. No, because I was upset. I was like, "Why is he?" I thought he was going to talk to you about it, and you'd tell him,
He,
you know, what we talked about, and then I was.
no, what we talked about was this, because I even wrote everything down with you. What we talked about was Monday and Tuesday, I'm sorry, Tuesday you were off, and I was paying you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for jury duty, and you're supposed to work on Monday and Saturday, correct?
That Monday and Saturday, I did work, yeah.
Okay, so based on what we, because we sat in here and made a whole schedule about what you're supposed to do, because I said, if you have jury duty, I mean, that you can't do anything about that. You have jury duty, so I'll go ahead and pay you for whatever your jury duty is. At any time, if anything changes, let me know. You text me and said, hey, we have another week. Another week to me is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, correct? Because that's what we talked about.
And Tuesday.
Right, Tuesday, because Tuesday's your off day, right? Because I think you said pretty much Monday. Friday, I'm sorry, Monday and Saturday, you are supposed to work at Mercedes. That's what we talked about.
That,
'Cause we
yeah, see, I didn't know what Aaron wanted me to work. If he wanted, because we were supposed to rotate Saturdays, and I didn't know if, I mean, that would have been 6 day weeks for me. So I was waiting for either a text from Aaron, text from John saying, hey, Tuesday's going to be work.
So what happened is Anthony tried to call you just to see if you were coming to work. He wasn't calling you to tell you your job was, you know, it was a job abandonment, because he was actually calling you to say, hey, are you coming in tomorrow? So when I spoke, so pretty much you text me on that Friday. I didn't know that Anthony texted you the same day. So when I spoke with Anthony, it was the next Monday. He said, I've been trying to call Zach, so I called you myself. I called you, I left you a voicemail, and I sent you a text. You never responded to my messages, Zach.
I've never gotten any calls. I've gotten the text, but like I said again, I'm in court half the time,
Zach,
so I don't.
listen,
I'm not.
I know your court schedule because you gave it to me. I'm the person that's paying you. I'm the person that sat down with you to help you out with your schedule. So if anything, I'm making sure everything is working out for you. I text you and said, please give me a call. You never called. That was a week ago.
Yes, ma'am, and that part would be on me, but I'm not on my phone that much. I'm in the courtroom five,
Listen.
6 hours of the day.
So what you're telling me is, even though you have court Tuesday through Friday, you don't have your phone Saturday and Sunday where you can respond to my text message?
Well, that's the thing. I don't go through my text to see, oh, who texted me. I mean,
Okay.
I wish I did that.
Okay. So other than that, if your supervisor is calling you to say, hey, are you coming to work? At any point when you get the message, I'm pretty sure you know, at least text him back or call him back and say, hey, I'll be there Monday or I'll be there whatever. At what point do you not understand that people are looking for you to come to work? If your supervisor and your HR is actually calling you, not Aaron, not John, Anthony called you to see if you were coming to work to put you on the schedule. Ariel called you to see, are you coming to work? You didn't respond to either one of us. So I'm not understanding why you're confused.
I'm not confused as I don't understand your question. I'm confused as to why I was let go when I've gotten three messages in total that were all text. None of them were phone calls.
Okay, I left you a voicemail, first of all. I left you a voicemail.
I got the voicemail today from this morning, but I have not gotten any other voicemail.
Okay, I'm not, first of all, if you work with me long enough, I'm not going to lie to you for no reason. I called you last Friday, then I text you like 2 hours later. I left you an actual voicemail.
And Ariel, I feel like we've had a good relationship. I'm not
lying.
I do too.
I've
not gotten it.
So what I'm telling you is this. This is what the conclusion came to. We tried to call you just to see if anything updated so we can update your schedule. You never responded. If you get a text message from someone or a call, even if you get it 2 days later, respond, Zach, because how are we supposed to know that you didn't abandon your job? You have to really think about that. How am I supposed to know that? Because I said, please give me a call after I called you. So my thing is, when Anthony came to me again, he came to me finally. You didn't show up, I think, last Monday on the 25th, I believe it was, and you were scheduled. Because to my understanding, you were going to be out Tuesday through Friday. And we accommodated that for you because that's, again, you know, that's out of your hands. But if you're scheduled to work on Monday and Saturday, and if you can't come in, at least update your job. You don't have to be on your phone all day, but at least update somebody. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to let you go.
Okay.
But I mailed you a letter on Monday.
All right. So it probably should be in today. Around 2:00.
Yeah, it should be. But I put on the letter pretty much the agreement of Monday and Saturday while you were at jury duty Tuesday through Friday. We discussed anything would change. You let your supervisor or myself know, but you failed to contact anyone because he was actually trying to call you. So that's why we assume you're abandoning your position because we don't know what to think. It's been a week.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, have a good day.